This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
America has been described as post-constitutional. I don't know if you agree, but they say that elites run the show. They recognize no legal boundaries. The people that we put in charge, along with their handlers, don't believe that they work for us. They work us instead. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I agree. Our government no longer cares about us as citizens. We're useful pawns. That's it. And it's a sad thing to say. I'm not hopeless. Oh, not at all. I'm hopeful. It's a good day to wake up as a conservative, somebody who's going, we've been warning you. But what I'm telling you is let's realize the situation we're in here, folks. Let's not play games. Our government plotted with the Chinese to introduce a disease that killed a lot of people. But they used it. It wasn't that bad. But they used that disease to create panic and fear among the population. There are kids that have grown up. They will never know the America we know, where you feel safe. It's like having your dad around, you know, where you go, no matter what happens, my dad or your mom, those grizzly moms, will jump in the middle of it. Doesn't matter. You are protected. That's the way I used to feel about our government. Like, I could go somewhere in the world. If I get, caught not doing anything illegal, but if I get kidnapped or whatever, my government will come get me. And I might have been as naive as you can imagine, but I thought that they don't leave Americans behind. America will get us. I was watching some show the other day where they had to go get a CIA operative out of a country. And the SEALs went in and blasted these guys. And I just remember cheering, going, those are my mofos right there, boy. That gunship came around the corner and blasted the bad guys. And I thought, whew, this is why I love this country. We do the right things. But I don't feel that way anymore. I don't feel like I have Big Daddy or Big Brother protecting me. I have Big Brother spying on me. Big Brother looking to, Kevin, even if you're not doing anything wrong, I'll create something wrong. I'll make people hate you. I will change your reputation. I'll make them believe whatever I want them to believe about you. Well, good luck with that. They plotted with Big Pharma, our government did, to create a cure for this disease that they created with the Chinese. And the cure ended up killing us. And you know what our government did? It covered it up. We have female athletes who can't even compete as women anymore because we have a leader who wants to make men into women. I just saw a story. Female athletes, a former Olympic cyclist said, ladies, take a knee. Pull a Kaepernick. Take a knee for your fellow women or else you're doomed. I mean, I can't even believe this. I was at some event. I forget where I was. And we were talking about the idea that, I know what it was. They had it was a group of patriots, different leaders, and they said, we're sponsoring legislation to define a woman. And I was thinking to myself, only in this stupid country do we have to actually define a woman because they're going after women. This group is so proud they're going to define women and put it into the record. This is what a woman is. It isn't enough for science in biology and physiology. No, none of that matters. We got to put it into the record because we have such idiotic people on the left. Have you seen our border? Just go Google anything you want. Look at the border. And as you're contemplating all these things, I want you to remember when we had a sane president. The one that they tell you is a kook. The one that they tell you is a bad guy who's colluding with Russians and, extorting Ukrainians and doing all kinds of bad stuff. That guy, when we didn't have a border problem, when we weren't dealing with the corruption at the top level because he didn't let his family do business. Oh, and you know what they, Kushner got $2 billion. I don't care if Kushner got $20 billion. Investigate him. If he did something illegal, get him. But from what I can tell, if Kushner did something illegal, do you think the Democrats would let him get away with it? Because I don't think so. Crime is so bad in cities, folks, that residents are scared. I just read a story. Scott Baio is leaving California. He goes, I finally had it. I got to go. Here's what I would say to Scott Baio. I was supposed to be at an event with him not long ago, and it got canceled. But I would say to Scott, what took you so long? You've been a conservative for a better part of a decade that I know, Chachi. Well, you know, Chachi, you know. Why didn't you leave a decade ago? California's been a cesspool longer than that. He says there's no consequences for rampant crime. And home values are shrinking because nobody wants to live there. And Gavin Newsom wants to be the president of the United States. What else? I'm just telling you what's going on in the era of Biden. By the way, bank failures. I will never, just what, 3 months ago? You remember when you went to the bank and you couldn't get your money out? We went to an ATM because we needed to pay for parking. We were going to see a banana boot, whatever. I think it's called Banana Madonna, whatever. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. And a fun show if you get a chance to go. But anyway, we went to see it, and Melissa goes, hey, they may need money for parking cash. I was thinking, really? She goes, yeah, a lot of places only want cash. So I was like, okay. So we pulled into a deal to get our money, and there, one person was already there. I got out to get money, and there was another person that pulled up. The first person that was there walked away confused, like, what? So I went, you ain't got no money. Just get away. You ain't got no money. Get out of here, boy. You know, whatever. And I put my card in, and I do. And it says, we are unable to do anything with your transaction, but, you know, check back later kind of a thing. And I went, what? I asked for, you know, $50 or $60, whatever. Nope. Can't have it. And then it hit me. What's going to happen when you can't get your money out of the bank? When they just go, nope, don't have it. You can't. Then that, and keep in mind, people had, there was a run on the banks that created this whole fervor. Well, it's not over. Our economy is in bad shape, and the Democrats don't want to let you know this. People are going to want Trump back in fast.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked the other day about San Francisco, but I could have talked about any city. They're all cesspools, armpits, crime-infested, Democrat-controlled indoctrination centers. And I'm going to say it again. Who would want to live there? I get it. You got all the big buildings, and you got, you know, Broadway and whatever else, all the shows and the whatever else. But at the end of the day, seriously, who wants, with entertainment you can now have in your home, why would you even want to go out? The other day, I literally said to Melissa, well, we were going to go see a movie. She goes, you know what, I don't feel like it. Let's just watch one here at the house. And we got I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know, but I don't have to go to Redbox or go to the movie theater or whatever. You can just stream new movies even right from your home in some cases. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I know there's some entertainment you got to do. If you want to bowl, unless you got Wii Bowl, you know, you don't need to bowl. But I'm going to tell you something. Virtual reality is getting to the point where you can say, hey, family, let's all go bowling. You bring friends over. And if you've got a virtual reality screen and you've got the big setup, you know, it'll be for the millionaires. But if you got buddies, they can take you anywhere. They can take you soaring. in those squirrel suits down the Grand Canyon. They could take you jumping off of a mountain skiing in Switzerland. They could take you sailing down the Nile, and you wouldn't even know. You'd think that those are real hippos, and you'd be scared to death. They can make you live whatever they want. I'm telling you, it's coming to your home. This is, if you're 50 years old, I would even say 60. In the next decade, you will be experiencing stuff at your home you never thought possible. And I'm feeling like Elon Musk right now. I don't have to give you conjecture. I know this is happening. Let me tell you what's going on. I met some guys. They were trying to, they're not trying, they're investing to do a virtual reality where they literally, in virtual reality, pick you up in a limo. You get inside, a chauffeur opens a door for you. You get in, they take you down the street. It is a complete, exact cityscape of New York. Horns, sounds, everything. Stuck in traffic. They drive you to Broadway, open the door, take you out, walk you into a theater where you can see whatever show you want. And I'm not talking about theoretically. You can see Beauty and the Beast. You can see Hamilton. Ain't worth it. You can see whatever you want to see. Moving Out, Billy Joel's deal, you name it. And have the concert experience. Now, you paid for the ticket. And you pay a little more for the chauffeur, and while the guy is, he will interact and talk to you and tell you about the sights and sounds. You can determine what you want to hear. He will answer questions, he or she, the chauffeur. I don't want to make it sound like I'm sexist, but they, and you will get a first class limo experience on Broadway. And I've seen enough of it to tell you they're super close. But now that AI is coming in to, you know, making it really happen, the chauffeur now can actually have a conversation. You can say, I want to talk to you, don't want to talk to you. Hey, chauffeur, what is that building to the right or the left? They will tell you. And he's got all the information. That building was built in 1917, blah, blah, blah. Architect, yada, yada, can show you a little video of it being built. I'm just telling you, you are going to be floored at what you can do in your home. It's fun to think about. And I will tell you, I'm happy to tell you, we are, our team is working on some of this stuff. This is where I talk about why you want to join Backstage Club, where you can ask me, Kevin, you were talking about this thing, and I could say, okay, you guys want to see that? Here it is. And you're the only ones that get to see it. And by the way, Andy and Bob, thank you guys for writing me a note on Backstage Club and others. But I want to address you guys specifically. It is set up, if you donate to us, you're already a member. Now, what we're looking for are recurring donors. That's what we have to have. Because I can't pay my bills with, you know, oh, Kevin, I'll give you a little bit here or there. I need, or in some cases, a lot. But I need it to be consistent. If you're going to give me, you know, $12,000 in a check, I'd rather you give me $1,000 a month. Does that make sense? Because I can at least count on that. So that's where I'm going with this. And it's all in an effort that I can pay my staff and continue doing what we're doing. But I want to come back to this. So I was talking about San Francisco, which I used to think of as just an amazing city. And I talked about the leftists who came out of the ivory tower, went down the street level, talked to a security guard who said, you have no clue about this city anymore. It is nothing like you described. And she wrote a piece that said, I'm sorry, San Franciscans, but I got to tell you the truth. Why do these people think we don't have brains and we can't see it? How can any Democrat or other leftist be outraged at the truth? Their cities suck. They're dangerous cesspools, but they act like nobody knows. So Dave Chappelle took aim at San Francisco. He did a surprise show last week. And here's what he said. What the blank happened to this place? That's what he had to ask the crowd at the Masonic Auditorium while he was discussing the homeless population. And people blew a gasket. How dare Dave Chappelle come here and talk about San Francisco? Oh, my goodness. And I mean, the LG, everybody jumped him. Because these people are constantly waiting on something to be mad about. What? How can you be mad? Like I said, the only way you can be mad is if you are so wealthy you don't see it. You fly on a helicopter, you go down from the roof into your office, which is completely amazing, and you're looking out at these fantastic views. Then you leave at the end of the day. Maybe you go to a restaurant downtown that's close, or it's in your building. Most of these big places like that, they have a spectacular restaurant in the building, coffee shop. Shopping. You don't have to go a block. You don't have to even leave the building, folks. Then you get back upstairs in your helicopter and fly out. If you don't, or too far detached, you don't even realize it. And we can do it too. We can live in the suburbs and not know what's going on in the cities because it's a completely different world. And I could give you example after example from my own family members where I talk about my cousin that had to shoot his best friend and my grandmother taking me to a gunfight and all the other things that have gone on in my upbringing. And I'll tell you this, it's only gotten worse. So anyway, they said the comedian, an Ohio resident, told a story alleging that someone defecated in front of a restaurant as he entered the establishment. Chappelle called San Francisco half Glee, half zombie movie, told the audience that the city needs a Batman. Oh my goodness, and I read an article about it where they said he promised, I'm not going to bring up the LGBT crap, the transgender nonsense. I'm just going to talk about what's out there. And you know what he's talking about? Reality, truth, and the left can't stand it. They're mad at it. I can't wait to go to continue our tour, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Go to topcomedyshow.com to support us.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. No interest rate hike. That's the decision of the Federal Reserve after 10 straight rate hikes to try to slow down inflation. The federal funds rate will stay at 5 to 5.25% as the Fed assesses the effects of the previous rate hikes. The slowdown by dock workers at West Coast ports continues to create backlogs of ships waiting to load or unload. This is Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu has gotten personally involved in the talks between the ports and the laborers' union. Check that bag of frozen fruit you bought at Costco or Walmart. An Oregon fruit company is voluntarily recalling some products over fears they could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The concern is the strawberries in the bags that were grown in Mexico. From Texas to South Carolina, it could be a bad weather day. A huge system bringing wind, rain, hail, and even straight-line derecho winds. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Again, you can sit there and deny that the actions you took, your policies, have sent the signal to the world. Again, in Title 42, it is the final signal that our border is completely open. You even stopped calling it apprehension. Now it's just encounter. You encounter. You're managing the process by making that processing and dispersing so much more efficient.
I would like to finish my answer.
Well, you're not answering the question. You're just dodging it.
No, I've already answered your question, Senator, if I may, that we do not believe the policies of this administration have caused the migration
You're living in an alternate reality.
Is
the goal of this administration to actually reduce the flow of illegal immigrants, or is the goal just making it more efficient to let them in and disperse?
That was Senator Ron Johnson grilling Mayorkas on the immigration policy. And as you can see, we didn't do anything to create this problem, says Mayorkas, when it's a complete turnaround from where it was with Trump. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm just going to play some immigration clips that have been collected during the time of the Biden administration. You can make up your own minds about what you think about them. But here's another one. This is Pompeo on immigration. And I think the next one we have is what? L.A. Times? Yeah. So cut three's L.A. Times. But here's Pompeo talking about illegal immigration.
Isn't it extraordinary that President Biden drops his budget on the Friday before the long Memorial Day weekend last week? And in that budget, that zero increase toward Homeland Security, Secretary, okay? 1.6% increase toward defense spending. When you consider inflation, that would be a decline in defense spending. And yet there's $4 billion that he wants to allocate toward these Central American countries. Sending them $4 billion, is that going to help them, bribe them to tell their people, don't try to cross the border?
Murray, it's not going to do a bit of good. That money will end up in the hands of corrupt cartels. It'll end up in bad places. I can tell you where it won't go. It won't go towards humane policies that prevent people from leaving those countries and coming to the United States. The conditions down there are terrible, and a little bit of money from the United States isn't going to solve it. It is ridiculous to think that you can underfund the CBP, underfund our ICE agents, the folks who are responsible for these policies and their implementation, and then set up a policy that rewards people for coming across the border, knowing that if they make some asylum claim, they're going to get to disappear inside the United States. That's the magnet. That's the thing that drives what you're seeing. These now hundreds of thousands each month coming across our border. This is a catastrophe, Maria. And American money going to Central American leaders isn't going to solve this problem.
This is only in one state. From the LA Times, 1. 40% of all workers in LA County, that's 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. Donald Trump was right. 2. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 3. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. 4. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for by taxpayers. 5. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals. They are here illegally. 6. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. 7. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. 8. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 9. 21 radio stations in LA are Spanish-speaking. 10. In LA County, 5.1 million people speak English, 3.9 million speak Spanish. By the way, there are 10.2 million people in the LA County. All 10 of the facts were published in the Los Angeles Times. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth, and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York, results from immigration. And also, 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're going to be asking students for their opinion on the policy of deporting people that are illegally here and have broken the law. We're going to be reading them a quote in support of that policy, but what they don't know is the quote is actually President Obama's from 2014. Will that change their opinion? Let's find out. Donald Trump announced this past week that he would be urging ICE and other administration authorities to seek out people living here illegally that have broken the law to deport them. So I have a quote for you here that's been making the rounds on social media about the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our laws, and I believe they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and we're going to keep focusing on threats to our security. What's your thought on that quote and that policy in general?
I think that policy comes from a place of, like, white American nationalism. Donald Trump has kind of, like, embraced this rhetoric of, like, racism and xenophobia that is not beneficial to our country at all.
I don't think that quote really stands true.
This administration has totally not done anything moral.
This is really awful.
Amnesty does not necessarily mean that we're losing border security. I think that Trump feels that way.
I think that's a bad decision because, like, the United States should be open to, like, immigrants. Like, it's, like, they call it land with the free for a reason.
We have to advocate for those kind of people. And people like in Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez, who is helping people overcome these kinds of things.
Crimes do not nullify your humanity, and people are coming here in search of opportunity.
I'm going to show you the person who said that quote. Undocumented workers. Is that surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that surprising?
Because I thought it was the Trump administration that said something like that.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I thought it was from Trump.
I didn't expect it to be Obama either.
Why did you not expect it to be Obama?
Because I don't know, like, it never occurred to me that it could be Obama.
Is that surprising that it's a quote from President Obama?
Yeah, that is surprising for sure, yeah.
Do you think it's still a practice of white nationalism, though, to deport criminal legal aliens?
I think the way Trump's doing it is.
Okay. But President Obama, to this point in Trump's presidency, Obama actually deported more people, though. So it's, in practice, it was more from Obama, though.
What's your question?
I'd say my understanding of Obama versus Trump is that Obama was more liberal as far as amnesty and border security. I expected that quote to come from Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy in politics. So if one person can say something 5 years ago, and next thing you know, it doesn't apply to them anymore, and that they can now be the morality police for whoever is in charge now.
Does that change your opinion of the practice to know that President Obama did the same thing? Actually, to this point in his presidency, deported more people than President Trump had at this point.
No. Again, I just think that there's a moral way to do it, and I don't know a ton about Obama's deportation policies, but I imagine that they were a lot more humane than the ones currently going on.
You got to love when people are confronted with the reality of, oh, my hero did something versus, oh, I thought it was the bad guy. I love those. Cabot does a great job of that, those types of interviews. And we need to do more of those exposés. Can you imagine if we took a thing that showed what Joe Biden said about black folks and just showed it in the black community and said, who's the racist? Who's the sexist? Who's the homophobe? Who's the xenophobe? Who are the real warriors? I'm talking about the mean-spirited people that beat people up. Who are the liars? Who are the people who tell you that the vax is good? I mean, just take any topic you want. Give them the data, pretend that it's the person that they hate, and then say, gotcha, and do it time after time after time, and watch what happens to these chumps. I already know what's going to happen. It's so pathetic to watch this, and it's time and time again. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, the way we solve it is we've got to be creative in what we come up with. We can't just leave it to chance that these guys are that they're going to come to their own conclusions. I think I told you guys this story. A friend of mine, she is a converted Democrat. And I said to her, what did it? And she goes, it didn't take much. And I went, really, why? She goes, well, you want to know how I became a Democrat? I said, how? She says, the people were canvassing in my neighborhood. They knocked on the door, the Democrats. They said, are you registered to vote? And I said, no. They said, well, let's get you registered. And they registered me as a Democrat. She goes, I voted Democrat ever since. That's it. No secret sauce. No analysis. No, am I really a Democrat or am I a Republican? You better be talking to your kids. You better be talking to people about these issues. You know, right now, Mayorkas is saying, it isn't our fault. We didn't grow the numbers at the border. Well, what's he think did it? Oh, it's the expiration of Title 42. Well, okay, if you knew that was coming, why didn't you plan on something else that says, look, Title 42 is going to expire, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a free-for-all getting into America. Did they do any planning on this? You know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Made it clear to the American people that you want to stay in this job. You have officially announced you're running for re-election. And in your first video, you featured Vice President Harris 10 times. When Obama was in that position, he didn't mention you, sir. What are you trying to tell us?
Well, President Obama and I became very good friends. We just had a slightly different style of how we do things. As you recall, every major initiative President Obama had, I was the last guy in the room, deciding that with him, giving him the advice what we should do. And he's committed to help in any way he can this time out. But look, I just think that Vice President Harris hasn't gotten the credit she deserves. She was an attorney general of the state of California. She has been a United States Senator. She is really very, very good. And with everything going on, she hasn't gotten the attention she deserves.
Critics would say you're elevating her because they think you wouldn't serve a full term. And it is fair to say that There's not a Fortune 500 company in the world looking to hire a CEO in his 80s. So why would an 82-year-old Joe Biden be the right person for the most important job in the world?
Because I've acquired a hell of a lot of wisdom. I know more than the vast majority of people. I'm more experienced than anybody's ever run for the office. And I think I've proven myself to be honorable as well as also effective.
Kamala Harris has one job. Pardon the Bidens when it's all said and done. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. New York Post has this story. Joe Biden bribery allegations were brought to the DOJ in 2018, 2 years before similar claims by the whistleblower. You ready for this? Explosive bribery allegations involving Joe Biden and foreign nationals were brought to the DOJ as early as 2018, 2 years before similar allegations against Joe Biden of today were made by the whistleblower, now talking to the House Oversight Committee. So in other words, folks, there's a pattern. I know, hard to believe, hard to believe. The Biden family has a pattern of corruption. The Democrats have a pattern of lying. Leftists have a pattern of getting everything wrong. Oh, to be a Biden today. Oh, but to be a fly on the wall as the Democrat Party strategizes on how they get rid of Biden. It's over. They've done it. The strategy's developed. It's done. Somebody finally pushed the button, pulled the trigger, whatever metaphor you want to use. But it is on. Game on. Bud Cummins, a former federal prosecutor, first reported the bribery allegations to then New York U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman on October the 4th of 2018 in an email claiming he had evidence that Joe Biden had, quote, exercised influence to protect his son's Ukrainian employer in exchange for payments made to Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Joe Biden. You think this may be what we're talking about seeing here pretty soon, something along these lines? I think it is. You know what I like most about this, though? Well, I don't know if I like it most, but what's on my mind right now? I like that it's finally coming to fruition. You know, people are finally starting to see. I was having a conversation with some guys, and I said to them, do you think it's getting to the lower level, you know, to the what they call the low information voter? And they were like, you know, Kevin, I don't know. And I said, I think it is. And because, they, you know, you depends on if you look at polls, you believe certain things or whatever. I think the average person in America that is plugged in any way says, I think the Bidens are pretty crooked. I would love to see a man on the street going, hey, do you think that Hunter Biden did something illegal and that his dad may be involved? I think overwhelmingly, I think we're talking well over 60% of the people would go, yeah, I do. Just being honest. Now, you can rationalize and say, well, I mean, Joe Biden didn't get a whole lot. I mean, he was pretty poor. And, you know, he did. His son had died, and his other son was giving him so much grief. I mean, if you want to rationalize it, fine. I don't care. They're rationalized the reason why somebody goes in and shoplifts. Oh, well, they were poor. Okay, fine. There's a reason and excuse for everything. But if you're coming off as Mr. Joe Wholesome, and it turns out that you're just on the take. I can't have a lot of sympathy for you. It goes on. This email said that Ukraine's then Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko wanted to travel to the U.S. to meet Berman and could produce two John Doe witnesses to corroborate his claims about the Bidens, but Berman never responded to the email. Now, Berman is the guy that he gets the information. He's supposed to investigate this stuff. I go back to what James Comer said when he said the IRS and the DOJ didn't want to look at, they didn't do a thorough enough investigation. Why? Because they didn't want to find it. They didn't want to, I mean, imagine you've been told these are the marching orders, and now you got to go do your job. Now, the average person, if you have ethics and morals and conviction, you say, look, got to do the job no matter where it takes me. Not these guys. Nope, Berman just to say, oh, no, it's okay. No problem. Just stay where you are. He said, instead, in a move Cummins says seems like retaliation, on December 9th of 2019, in the middle of impeachment proceedings against then-President Donald Trump, federal prosecutors secretly obtained data from his phone with a grand jury subpoena to Apple. He says, I can't imagine a legitimate reason for the DOJ not to follow up on an offer like that. I felt it was stonewall, said Cummins, formerly Arkansas's chief federal prosecutor under George W. Bush. Which, by the way, during that whole period of the Clintons and finding out the details around them, the Arkansas and Comey, by what Comey was doing to protect them with Clinton's server, Comey, Trump had moved that out of D.C., moved it to Arkansas, and an insider in D.C. told me, says, Kevin, that's a big deal. He says, Arkansas goes by the book. You know, you would think, oh, moving it to Arkansas is going to favor the Clintons. He goes, no, quite the contrary. Arkansas was a place that is kind of isolated from D.C. They don't get involved in the day-to-day politics. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. But now, nothing came of it because, as I said, Durham and Barr, look at what Barr's doing now. What a scumbag he is. Do we have that clip of what Barr said about Trump? I think we do. Did we play it the other day?
Is he fit to be president of the United States? Is Donald Trump fit to be president?
This is the way I'll answer that, Geraldo, which is, if you believe in his policies, he's the what he's advertising is his policies, he's the last person who could actually execute them and achieve them. He does not have the discipline. He does not have the ability for strategic thinking and linear thinking or setting priorities or how to get things done in the system. It is a horror show. When he's left to his own devices, and so you may want his policies, but Trump will not deliver Trump policies. He will deliver chaos, and if anything, lead to a backlash that will set his policies much further back than they otherwise would be.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. That was Bill Barr. What a menace. I mean, that was the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but certainly in a long time. Trump can't deliver on his policies? Are you kidding? Do we really need to go into detail on this? First of all, look at Biden. Okay, we're not talking about Biden, I get it. But look at Biden and ask yourself, why is Biden unsuccessful? Because he undid, what's that word, Trump's policies? Oh, that's two words. He undid Trump's policies. The border situation, I would love for somebody to push back. They clapped at the end of that, by the way, and say, well, Bill Barr, what do you think about Trump's policy on the border? Just out of curiosity, how it compares to where we're going through now. Okay, case closed. Shut your trap. Why are you even here? This is a guy that people supposedly feel, you know, ooh, Bill Barr's coming. Yeah, it's a great thing. That's not even a get. This is a guy that sat there and lied. This is a person who took the job of AG, did not represent Trump, completely screwed the pooch, part of the swamp, and now he wants to sit there and go, oh, Trump, he's no good. He's the last person who can execute all the policies that he did that made the economy phenomenal post-Obama. But no, you know, don't believe what you saw. Listen, let me tell you, as an expert and a person who knows nothing about economics or finance and running an economy, but I was a Bush shill. Here's how it worked.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.